Hi, I'm Huda. You are listening to Min Huna Finding Refuge in Friendship. Today we have our second guest, who is coming from behind the walls of the war, to write her story in the pages of life. Do you remember the bags when I spoke about them? Our guest will open those bags and tell us her story. But first, let her introduce herself for us.
Hi, I'm Farah. I'm 16 years old. I'm from Syria. I born in Syria. I have lived in Tucson 2 years. I have one sister and three brothers.
Let me tell you overview about Homs. Homs is third big city in Syria. And for Syrians, it is considered as the capital city of revolution. It has a great activity in Syrian revolution. And it took its share of bombing, killing and starvation. Farah will tell us about Homs before the revolution and during the war.
Homs was amazing city, was all the people good. The houses is beautiful. Everything was good. Before the war start in Syria, we can walk in the city. All I can say, Homs was beautiful city. Before the war start in Syria, was all people working together. The stores were amazing. When they start to fight, everything changed.
Homs has been besieged twice. The second stage was characterized by bombardment of tanks, destruction of houses and other buildings, and arrest of residents in many districts. Farah, did you live besieged in your city? And how old are you were?
I was 11 years old. I was a little girl. I don't know or understand what happened because I was little.
War and violence do not have mercy on adults or children, neither woman nor man, neither stone nor human. The violence did not have mercy to Farah and her family. Where, when, and how happened this with Farah? She will tell us by her voice.
When I get to second grade, I can not go to school because the war started in Syria, in my city. The militia came to take all the boys from my neighborhood. We saw them coming. We started running away. But they saw us and followed us. All the people hide from the militia in the field of barley. But the militia saw us. They said, if you don't get out of the barley and get in a line, boys and girl lines, we will shoot you. We get out of the barley except one girl. She was afraid her family dragged her out of the barley, so the militia would not shoot her. Her hijab fell off. She faint from fear. My sister ran away to my dad's cousin. My cousin told the militia, you guys know us. You were working with my dad's brother. The militia said, we don't care. The militia shot my cousin in his feet, but did not hit him. When they said girls line and boys line, we get scared. We said they going to kill us, but they took all the boys over 16 and leave all the girls. Most of the boys came back the next day, but my cousin was gone 1 month. The militia beat him.
Farah, how did you react with the chaos around you?
I was really scared because I see all the people crying and I do the same thing my cousin do. I cried and I was scared about my family and the other children.
When we were children, our moms taught us, if you love your country, you will not hurt your country. Be or not to be in our cities, but our souls still there despite what our eyes saw and our heart feeling. من هنا أرواحنا ترسل السلام إلى أوطاننا.
From here, our souls send peace to our country. Much love.